Welcome to Pharma Pulse, a pharmaceutical commerce podcast where we bring you the latest insights shaping patient access, supply chain logistics, data and tech, and healthcare innovation. I'm your host, and in today's episode, we're covering updates from the CDC on vaccine recommendations, new clinical findings about GLP-1 therapies, and imaging accuracy, and the latest legal ruling affecting Novo Nordisk and the Inflation Reduction Act. The CDC's latest vaccine updates emphasize individualized decision-making for COVID-19 immunization, a shift toward more tailored public health guidance. The agency also now recommends that toddlers receive two separate chickenpox vaccine doses, rather than combination formulations, in order to improve monitoring and response to adverse effects. Experts say the new approach reflects lessons learned from pandemic-era vaccine management and a focus on long-term safety tracking. A new study suggests that GLP-1 receptor agonists, like semaglutide and tirzepatide, may interfere with PET-CT imaging results, potentially complicating cancer and cardiac diagnostics. Researchers observed altered glucose metabolism patterns that could mimic disease progression or remission on scans. Clinicians are now being urged to factor GLP-1 use into imaging interpretations to avoid misdiagnosis or unnecessary treatment changes. Lastly, in legal news, the Third Circuit Court of Appeals rejected Novo Nordisk's challenge to the Inflation Reduction Act's Medicare price negotiation provisions. The court ruled that the law does not violate constitutional protections for pharmaceutical manufacturers. This marks a significant win for the Biden administration's drug pricing agenda and signals that similar challenges from other drug makers may face an uphill battle. From evolving vaccine strategies and diagnostic insights to major legal shifts in pricing reform, these stories underscore how regulatory and clinical developments continue to reshape the pharmaceutical landscape. That's it for this episode of Pharma Pulse. For more insights on trends transforming pharmaceutical access and care delivery, visit pharmaceuticalcommerce.com. Thanks for listening. Until next time, stay well and stay informed.